You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Stephen Vasco. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Steve, I saw an article online, Virgin Mary banned and held to ransom, anger over removal of 150-pound cement statue. I want to get to that in a second, but for the benefit of the listeners, Steve, is it all right if I call you Steve?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Steve, can you let the listeners know exactly who you are and what you have to do with this article?
For beginners, this is about the Blessed Mother, not myself. I'm just an instrument that our Lord uses to do whatever. I'm Steve Vasco. I live in a condo. I'm a plumber, pipe fitter. I own a construction company, small one. I have family, one child, dogs, pretty simple life.
Regular American.
Yeah, regular American.
Right.
I put a Blessed Mother statue out in front of my condo so many years ago, approximately, it was a little more than 10 years ago. And I've had some resistance about it, but nothing was major. It was just like, okay, then it was dropped. A new board come into play, and they decided that they're going to take tyrannical action to have it removed. The Blessed Mother is a statue. I devoted myself to the Blessed Mother. I do not have a problem with that, but I do not idolize a statue. So this is one of the misconceptions that is about this statue. Just like you would have pictures of your children or whatever, this is the same thing. This is a family member because she's the mother of everybody, not just me. I don't have exclusive rights. They decided to start out small with intimidation and then different type of tactics like that and removing privileges within the condo. Then they decided to get a little bit more hastier, and in the haste, they sued us. In the lawsuit, the case was dismissed. After the dismissal, I would say about a couple months, like 2 months maybe, we started to get fined. And the fines were levied. They started out like around $350, and within a few months, they were $4,000. And they stole pretty much the Blessed Mother from our residents. Now, in the interview that is online, when I say it was my property is the Blessed Mother statue. There are regulations about certain stuff, and there are regulations that say that you're allowed to have stuff out there. I'm feeling that it's a religious-type deal, and I'm getting smacked down for it. And this is not a smart idea because Our Lady is not going to get smacked down. If it's me or anyone else, if they like it or anybody else likes it or not, she's the mother of God. She's life. This is what it's about. We know Jesus Christ. We know about his sufferings, and it's about him. She will bring you to him. Let her do that. But this act of just removing a statue without warrant, it just makes no sense. Especially after the case was dismissed, is really where I'm dumbfounded.
You lived in this condominium for about 10 years?
No, 18 years.
And when did you put that statue out?
When my son was very small, because there was an incident that happened here, and I put the Blessed Mother out there.
How long ago was that, Steve?
He was young. Now, I thought that he was around two, and I'm hearing that he was a little older than that. My wife said he was, like, in second year of preschool. But nevertheless, the incident that occurred was not cool, and it shouldn't have happened, and it hasn't happened as long as she was there.
How long has it been out there?
10, 12 years ago, maybe okay. Longer.
So the statue was out there for over a decade or longer.
Right.
And all of a sudden they have a problem with it?
This administration has a problem with it, yeah. They have a big problem. It's just ironic how this had to be removed. It was bothering everybody. Now, before, when I placed the Blessed Mother down, I asked my neighbors, the ones surrounding me in this building and the ones that I've seen, and if it was a problem. No one said it was a problem. So she stayed. And as far as I was concerned by the bylaws, it was allowed, and now she's held hostage.
Do you know who actually came and physically took your property? Did somebody see the person walk up and...
We do have a witness, because we didn't know who took it, and then one of the neighbors came over and said, we've seen the maintenance man take it.
Okay, so the maintenance man came over under orders, obviously. When did the maintenance man take the statue?
They took it back in the summertime, and then I looked at different avenues and looked at different various ways. I actually waited first, prayed about it. This isn't something that you want to ruin a reputation of your community and your neighbors and stuff like that, but you also can't sue yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I sue the board, I'm suing myself. No matter how irresponsible the board is, there's nothing I could do about it. So that's kind of an iffy situation.
I'm looking at a photograph here. It looks like with a sliding glass door and a window. It was under that window by the sliding glass door. Is that your backyard?
That's a limited common area where there's really no traffic other than for people to cut the grass, the gas man, and unless you're looking in my windows, nothing else. It's a small statue. It's not like a 5-foot statue that is just to create turmoil. It was a private thing.
I see. It looks like it's about not even 2 feet tall.
Approximately, yeah.
And could you, if you wanted to, for example, put a little toy there for your kids? Is that okay to put it in that area? Like, for example, a rocking horse or a little slide? Is that allowed?
Depends. The rules are discriminatory, so it doesn't matter. It matters who you are, depending on how the rules apply.
These new administrators came in. When exactly did they come in?
This is their second term in office now.
Okay. And are these folks from within the community?
Yeah, they've probably been here about 7 years, 8 years. Or they've been here longer than that.
So you actually know the people who are on the board there, who are coming after?
Oh, yeah. The president of the board even said if you take your statue and you move it onto your area, which is the padded area to the left of the window, that'll be fine. Leave it there and nothing, you know, you won't be fine. Nothing will happen. We even have a letter from their attorney that says that. We moved it there and they took it.
I'm looking at the blocks there that you're talking about coming off of the sliding door. It looks like there's 9 rock squares there. You moved it over there and they took it from there.
Right.
How many people are on the board?
There used to be 7 or 5. I believe there's like 4 now, approximately.
Do you have any idea why they are gunning for you?
It's not me personally. It's just me right now. It's various people at various times. If you stand up and you hold your ground, they're going to step on you and let you know that you have no, I don't know what you have here. You know, it's just like a sick dictatorship.
What do you think is motivating these people to do this?
I don't know. Good question. If it's the Blessed Mother that bothers them so much, then they're evil. That's
right.
All I can figure out, because I don't know. I don't have the answers to that question.
Would you happen to know if they are of the Christian faith?
Nope. Don't know that either. What I would like to know is how the fine got from 300 to 4,000 in a couple months. That was never written on the bill either. It was just happened to exponentially jump.
Huh. They took your property and basically, like you said, they're holding it ransom until you give them this $4,000, which you're obviously not going to do. Did they take any other measures against you?
We're waiting, so they'll retaliate. They'll probably wait till Christmas and then retaliate around Christmas. Because like last year, my dad died. He died 7th, 8th, the 8th or the 9th. I got served with a hearing notice.
In the article, it says something about your parking privileges.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the extra things that were taken away. Now, here's an interesting fact. There's 1.5 parking places per condo. By condo bylaws, you're not supposed to even have numbered or reserved parking of any nature because there's not enough parking. Due to some aspects of the president and the secretary who owned their own parking place and wanted it, they had to reserve parking for everybody. Then they went that route. So now they stuck us down in the leftover lot. No, if you move back into your parking place, you get towed and fined $200. They also steal your truck and your car or whatever you have, and you have to pay $200 to get that back.
Did that happen?
Yet? No, not yet. I also haven't moved back there either. I'm still over in the overflow.
How far do you have to walk to get to your place?
I don't know, end of the condo unit, which is probably about a block and a half. Block and three quarter, maybe.
So if it's raining or snowing or hailing, too bad.
Have a nice walk.
Right. Have a nice walk. Hope you bring an umbrella. Don't trip and kill yourself.
Have a nice walk.
Yeah. Have you done any research into the legality of what these folks are doing?
Yeah, I have before. And like I said, since they sued us and it was dismissed in court, there shouldn't be a legality about this. But apparently there is, and I got to wait. I got to wait and see.
Okay, why don't you tell listeners about what happened in court? When did this happen and what exactly happened?
Well, I didn't go to court. My attorney was in court. I let him go. I prayed and everything worked out cool. The judge dismissed the case with prejudice.
And what were they asking for?
They brought up like 10 people on various charges. There was 10 charges per each person. That's incorrect. There was somewhere between 8 to 10 charges per each person.
You're talking about residents. They kind of like
bunched
them all together, went into court and presented their case. What did they claim that you did? What was their case against you?
I don't have the paperwork in front of me, so I really cannot give you that. Records are open, though.
They took your statue. They say you can get it back for $4,000. Maybe they're accumulating the many years it was out there for.
One thing that is a problem in the bylaws, and I was reading a lot of stuff about a lot of people commenting here and there, saying, well, you got to go by the bylaws. You got to go by the rules. You got to go by the regulations. You got to do this. Well, yeah, you do. And I don't have a problem with that. But make the bylaws across the board. Make the bylaws equal for every person, including the board themselves, who have to follow the bylaws, which are ignored. When something of this nature is out and it's over a year that's there, it's grandfathered in. That was ignored the whole time. Now, this is the Blessed Mother. If you believe in her, if you don't, that doesn't matter. It's a good thing to start praying to her. That's your choice, though. The bottom line comes down to persecution of religion, the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution. Bill of Rights, I'm sorry. Does a signature sign away your freedom? Do you have the right to say, okay, you cannot be a Christian, you cannot be a Jew, you cannot be any religion along the lines because you signed your rights away as a condo owner? Secondly, I never signed my rights away as a condo owner. That's where a lot of problem comes into play. Now, a lot of things that I read, you signed your rights away. No, I never did. I wouldn't do that. God give you them rights for a reason. Keep them. You don't vote them away. You don't sell them. You don't give them away. They're inalienable for a reason.
How much did the lawyer cost you, Steve?
$1,700.
So you had to pay $1,700?
Oh, no. I got to pay for their lawyer, too. Win or lose, still got to pay for their lawyer. So they could keep suing you, and it doesn't cost them a dime.
That's in the bylaws, I guess.
That I don't know. That's somewhere, but I don't know how this come in, because when I was there on chairing the committee for bylaws and regulations, the lawyer was part of the management crew.
So you paid $1,700 for your lawyer and their lawyer?
Yeah.
So far, that's all regarding the statue?
Yeah.
Out of your own pocket?
Yeah.
Where does this matter stand now, Steve?
We're just keep getting fined, and the fine keeps going up. We just wait and see where we go from here. We got to see what's going to happen legality-wise. Is there religious freedom or isn't there? Is there rights or is there tyranny?
So there's nothing on the agenda. You're just waiting to see what their next move is going to be.
Well, I'm not going to forfeit my hand and sit here on the radio and tell you.
Right.
No offense, Dave, you know.
No offense, Dave.
Got an interview going. I'll wait.
Okay. Do you have one, or have you thought about putting up a website regarding this matter?
No, because when I gave the initial interview that you're reading, I really meant it, that this is more about exposure of the Blessed Mother and not me. This is for people to understand the Virgin Mary and to know that we have a mother in heaven. She is the queen of all earth, not one particular race. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is a great instrument, and I promise you that she's not going to fail us because she promised us. So you got to believe. You got to have faith. And that is where I stand on that issue.
Stephen Vasco, I want to thank you so much for the time you took out explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to finding out exactly how this unfolds.
All right. Thank you, and God bless.